On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a place about bicycles, and you might already know about it, but for those of you who don't, we're going to be talking about Rebicycle of Lenawee, and so happy to have on the program to do that is Jeff DiCenzo. Jeff, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Well, yeah, Dale, thanks a lot for having us.
And also we have Scott Elliott. Scott, it's good to have you on the program, too.
Thanks, Dale. Look forward to talking to you.
Yeah. For those who may not know what Rebicycle of Lenawee is all about, Jeff, maybe you can just tell us, you know, what the mission of Rebicycle of Lenawee is.
Okay. Rebicycle is a nonprofit bike shop, and it was started 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, our mission is to promote bicycling in general. Most of the people who are involved with the board or the shop are bikers. Some of them are also mechanically inclined, and they like that side of it. But we are pretty much all people who believe that biking is a great part of, if you can incorporate bicycling into your lifestyle, it's great. We want you to do it safely. We want you to do it on a bicycle that's operating properly. And also, we are here to serve the people that bicycling may be their best and most affordable form of transportation, and mm-hmm. that's how they get around.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there was a need before that, and as we talked about, we talk about frequently, now that the local bicycle repair shop in Adrian has closed. We're really the only repair service in town. So we serve the community that way.
And there is a need for it, isn't there, Scott?
There is, yeah. We've got a lot of bikes on the road that have been there for an awfully long time or sitting behind a garage or in a basement, and they don't need much to get running again. And we like to invest a lot of the time and energy that we put into the shop into also helping people keep their own bikes running. So it's a great space for either learning the skills you need to wrench on your own bike and keep it operating, or just to have access to specialty tools that really aren't worth buying for that one-off kind of job that you might need to do. They can come in, they can use the tools, they can get help from knowledgeable mechanics and do the work themselves, and they're out the door and in good shape. Keep running.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's a situation to where for some reason or another, that bicycle is sitting in the garage or whatever for a year, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I'm going to get back on that bicycle and find out, oh, you know, there's something that's not working right on here.
Yeah.
And if you're not a person that can actually look into that, the Rebicycle Lenawee is going to be a great place to take it, Scott.
Yeah, being a not-for-profit shop, all of our rates are extremely affordable, and nothing's sold at everything's, you know, pretty much sold at cost. We make available a wealth of used parts that have been refurbished and stuff, so that also keeps the accessibility level very high. And yeah, people come in, then get something done real quickly. You know, we're open a couple days a week on Wednesdays from 3 to 6 and Saturday mornings from 8 to noon. But then people also will come in occasionally if they've got more to do than can get done in a hurry. They can leave their bikes there. We get them fixed up for them and come back, pick them up. And so we keep people moving that way.
Jeff, is there the situation where if somebody says, well, I don't really – well, number one, have time, or I just don't have the use for the bicycle, can they take it to Rebicycle of Lenawee if they can't use that bicycle anymore?
Oh, yes. You know, a big part of our business model, if you will, is that people donate bicycles to us. And sometimes they grow in our bike rack overnight. It's a mystery. It's a miracle. But and we get bicycles in a range of conditions. Some of them are donated because somebody's passed away or moved, or they've gotten a new bike, and you know they're great, and we do a little cleanup, and we can get it in somebody else's hands to use. Some of them come in, and they've been sitting out behind the garage for 5 years, and there are no salvageable parts, and we might take it right down to OmniSource and turn it into a little money to fund the cost. But you know, that we make our money from donations, from charging a little bit for labor and parts, and then these bicycles that we refurbish, it's a great bike, and many times It's maybe the best bike you've ever owned because it's just been rehabbed. It's just, you know, just been tuned up, as they say, but might have new tires, new tubes. And it's just, and we feel really good when people are taking off on a good bike.
Yeah. Box store bikes are notoriously known for being misassembled. And so we get box store bikes that will come in, they're completely refurbished, and they leave our shop better than they were new because they've been taken down to the frame and put back together properly and with better parts where needed and fully serviced. And they get into the hands of locals for the same price or less than what they would have bought them for new. At a local box store. And it's also a fantastic source for kids' bikes. We get, you know, people will buy a bike for their kid, and inevitably the kid outgrows it really fast. It's the nature of things. And so they can bring them in to us. Those things get recycled, and you can pick up a very reasonably priced bike for your kid to enjoy for a summer or two before they themselves also outgrow it.
Great minds work together, because I was thinking along those same lines, Scott, about the fact, you know, when we talk about bicycles, we normally think about adult bikes, but whether that you also deal with children's bikes as well.
We do. And one of our primary concerns and everything that goes out the door is safety. So we're thinking not only in terms of mechanical safety, everything's installed and operating the way it's supposed to, but we also make readily available lights, reflectors, helmets, even locks. People using these bikes for everyday transportation need to make sure it's there when they come out of wherever they visited.
Sure.
And so all of those things often go with the bike included in the price or are sold for very cheaply, along with a bike or whatever the case may be.
Jeff?
Yeah, and, you know, and one great program, which is an expansion of our philosophies, maybe, is we call it our bike fleet program. We work with other social service agencies, and we supply, we have a couple shelters in the county so far, and we're working with more. We supply them with four or five good bicycles, locks, and helmets, and they keep them there at, you know, their place for their clients to use, and we know that they're out there on a good bike, and it's a great I don't know, it gives us a good feeling that we've been able to.
It's terrific. The first two organizations that have partnered with us in this effort are Neighbors of Hope and Catherine Cobb. And Neighbors of Hope has since expanded to their Tecumseh location as well. So we've essentially got three bike share fleets in place right now. And the agreement is that they supply a place to keep those bikes, ideally out of weather. And then they manage the sharing of those bicycles with their clients. Mm-hmm. And then anytime a service need pops up, they just contact us. We get out there, pick up the bike, service it, and bring it back to them. So those are always kept running as well. And then it's independent of the work we're doing through the shop itself.
Yeah. And I think that's good to point out about the fact of you're working with those other organizations too, seeing that, you know, there's the need out there and that you're working with these other organizations too to help provide those bicycles and transportation too, Jeff.
Yeah.
Another way we interact with other organizations, and maybe I'm not sure what we call it, but we have a program where people will come to us, say, I don't have the means to purchase a bike. We will work with them. They will volunteer at another agency.
Right. So this is our community bike program, and this has actually been going on almost since the shop began back in 2010, 2011, where on an individual basis, someone would come in and, as Jeff described, say, you know, I need a bike for transportation, whatever the case may be. I don't have the money to purchase one. And so they connect with any one of probably a dozen or so local organizations with a form where they commit 5 hours of community service to that group, whoever they may be, and get a referral from that group with a sign off saying they did those hours. And then we get them fitted for a bike and they roll out the door with that bike with no charge of any kind.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's been very successful. Yeah. It's been a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and to be able to kind of help fulfill that need too, is got to make you feel good too, Jeff.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, to me, in a larger sense, as far as my whole personal involvement is that, somebody got me involved in biking, and I think that I am as in as good as health as I am right now, partly because, and it actually started with the pedal across Lower Michigan ride, I got involved in biking, and so. we want people, we're trying to dispel myths or fears that people have. So, Dale, we would love to get you out there on a bike, and you do a mile the first day, you do a couple miles the next. You know, we want people to not be intimidated by mm-hmm. it. Same thing with bike repair and bike maintenance. It's not that tough. And I think one of the things that is we hope will grow is we've just started holding classes and, you know, clinics, getting people to come in and learn how to fix a flat and do that kind of thing. I mean, I would kind of like to be like the Center for the Arts here in Adrian, where they hold a lot of classes, a lot of education. And that's all tied into our mission.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff is right. We only recently started launching workshops. We had our first one only about a week ago. And this one in particular focused on women, trans, femme individuals in the community. Bicycling and bike shops tend to be very male-dominated spaces and kind of intimidating. You walk in like, I don't even know what questions to ask to get this fixed, and I'm sort of scared away. And so we hosted this workshop that was primarily targeted toward these groups and taught them how to patch a flat in the field, you know, as if they were under real riding conditions. And we got great feedback on that. And what was really exciting was to just see all of these individuals literally getting their hands dirty, doing the full job all by themselves, and then discussing amongst themselves what other kinds of things they'd like to learn and how they'd love to get together and go for a ride sometime, and where is it safe to ride, and where can they feel comfortable doing this, and just feeling really empowered to handle this simplest of repairs, but one that will absolutely shut you down and leave you stranded. If you don't know how to patch a flat, you know, you're stuck, and it's going to happen. And so just being able to walk them through that process and have them feel like, yeah, I can do this. This is totally manageable, was really exciting. So we're looking forward to launching more of those workshops for other kinds of tasks.
And we're fortunate here in Lenawee, compared to the way it was, say, 15 or 20 years ago. And I remember when the Kiwanis Trail first started. And I remember a lot of people in our community thought, oh, that terrible trail is going to run behind my house. And now it's widely recognized as a great asset.
Yes.
And, of course, recently it's been extended south to the east side of Adrian. It's also been extended north all the way to Calzorn Park in Tecumseh. And, you know, this, I think, is a great incentive for people to get involved or get their bikes back out and get out there and ride. So, you know, they can ride their bike right to the trail, but then safely ride, except for the dogs and the strollers, safely ride, you know, and so it's going to make your life better.
Yeah, it's been demonstrated time and again through studies by the League of American Bicyclists based in D.C. that cycling is good for business, whether you personally ride or not, because cycling is very local. It's very close. I don't ever have to fight for a parking space. I don't ever have to look for a place to lock up my bike. I ride right up to the door of the place I want to go. I'm likely to spend time there. While I'm there, I'm much more likely to visit more than one business what I came downtown for. And so all of these things lead to the betterment of the community. They also, cycling infrastructure also increases property values. It decreases community health costs. Mm-hmm. All of these things are positive, whether one individual personally ever puts a foot on a pedal. Yeah. It benefits everybody. And so the more we can do to encourage this, the better off we all are.
And some of us involved in Rebicycle are what I would call bike geeks. But I also, you know, my personal belief is, I mean, and part of what I push for is to get people to agree that you don't need a $3,000 bike.
Yeah. Well,
and you don't need to be have black spandex shorts to ride a bike.
Right.
You know, and at a Rebike, you can get a nice bike for $100, $150. And if you know how to ride it, know a little bit about safety, you'll do fine riding around the community. You're not going to ride across the country on a $100 bike, but it's a very accessible activity.
Yes. Let's
put it that
way. Yes.
So it's kind of like, you know, I noticed the way pickleball is taking off recently because it's easy. It's not so intimidating. And the cost of getting ball, not like buying a set of golf clubs.
To me,
biking is the same way. And then you incorporate in your other activities, you know, you go camping, you take your bikes. You go visit friends, you take your bikes. Mm-hmm. And it's a great, it's just a great thing.
I know my go-to is always the Kiwanis Trail.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can access it right, you know, it's not far from my house, and mm-hmm. I can get right to it and take off right down the Kiwanis Trail. So
we're blessed with a great trail for as relatively short as it is compared to other trails. It connects the two biggest communities in our
yes.
county, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
brings you right into the downtowns of both. You can't beat that.
Well, let's mention once again where Re-Bicycle of Lanaway is located at, Scott.
Yeah, we're at 313 East Maumee, just about a block away from the post office. We're always in need of donations. We live on them, and that includes donations of time, and you don't have to know the first thing about a bicycle. There's all kinds of things to do at Re-Bike, and we welcome anybody to just drop by and check out the shop and lend a hand wherever you can be used. We've got all kinds of things that need to be done. So Wednesday is 3 to 6. And Saturday is 8 to noon. And you can also find us on Facebook and reach us by email and phone as well.
Excellent. Scott?
And they can also go to our website at rebicycle, our email, rebicycle.lanaway@gmail.com, and then we're on Facebook, Rebike Lanaway.
Okay, excellent. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you,
this has really gone fast.
Yeah.
But it's good, and look forward to having you back, because I think, you know, the more we can talk about, you know, this being available to Lanaway County residents, the better. So, Jeff DeCenzo, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Scott Elliott, thank you as well.
Thank you, Dale. Really appreciate the time.
Okay, this has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.